precious Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God. Lord, you spoke to a woman at a well, said that you are seeking worshipers. I pray, Lord, today that you would find that here. Lord, in this place, that our hearts would overflow in praise and worship to our God who alone is worthy. Lord, be lifted up today. Lord, give us eyes of faith that we might see our King high and lifted up and seated on the throne. Lord, we ask that you would now settle your presence here upon us as we look to you. Lord, meet every need as we've heard in this song already. Lord, meet every need, every hurt, every broken spirit, every body that is sick. Lord, we come in faith today. We know that you are here to minister, so we give you praise, we give you thanks, and we exalt the name of Jesus above every name. You are worthy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to our God. Glory to our God. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We welcome you. Would you stand with us this morning? Turn in your hymnal to number 43. That's your green hymnal this morning. Number 43. Exalt his name together. That third verse that we sang, and maybe this is an opportunity, right? from the very beginning. Come to Jesus and let him minister to our need. Before we go any further, some of you have come in with heavy hearts and great burdens. But we're singing that the sinful and the suffering find peace in Jesus' name for healing or forgiveness. His power remains the same. Whatever your need or burden, whatever your need or burden, whatever your need, whatever your burden in faith, look up. Praise the name of Jesus, deliverance. It's mine. Let's look to Jesus. Lord, you know our need today. God, you know our burden today. We come, Lord. Lord, we come in simple faith. We are needy people. Dear God, would you come? Lord, would you come today and bring healing? Would you come today and bring peace and assurance? Lord, would you come today and bring deliverance? Would you give wisdom, Lord? Would you give direction and leading today?
Yes,
Lord, would you meet financial needs this day? Lord, you know every care on our heart, and you've called us to cast our burdens upon you because you care for us. And so, Lord, we come in simple faith.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we don't know how you might deliver. We don't know when you might deliver.
Yes.
But we know you deliver. So, Lord, give us assurance today.
Yes.
Lift our hearts, oh God.
Yes.
Fill it with joy. Fill it with peace, dear God. Fill with a song this day.
Yes.
Our God is able. Our God is able. So, Lord, we receive this day from you. Even now, dear Jesus, pour out. Pour out, oh God, we pray. Jesus, Jesus, come. Hallelujah. As we sing this last verse.
One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness, and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all those who are bowed down. The Lord of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season and open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak of the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's sing hymn number one in the Camp White hymnal, number one.
Thank you.
praise your name. Jesus. Lord, well, we welcome you all this morning. We're glad that you're here. Thank you for opening your hearts and your mouths of worship to our God. We want to give opportunity. Our children are anxious. They've been working hard this week in preparing not just the presentation, but working on some great lessons and truths. Some of them have worked very diligently, all of them have. And our cottagers are on this side. They're 6, 7, and 8-year-olds. And I think there's a 5-year-old mixed in there. Am I right? Okay, so we've got some young children here, and they've done an awful lot of work in just a couple of days. And so we want to hear some of the things that they've been learning. And so welcome, cottagers, and Sister Diane Schaefer, who's their head counselor in the cottage. God bless you.